Bezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th and final chapter in the Hilchas Mikvayos, in the laws of the purifying waters, and the last in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek Dram discusses finishing off this topic with the purifying of one's hands and the purifying of one's soul. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the Halacha of Netilas Yadayim and of Tefilas Yadayim, Kvar B'Yarnim, says Rambam, we already explained in Hilchas Avos HaTumah, Perek Ches, Perek Yudbeis, Shenetilas Yadayim, the washing of the hands, and the immersing of the hands, which is for kachim, the law is from rabbinic. Now regarding the hands that need to be purified with immersion, could only be immersed in a mikvah that's valid, that has 40 sa. Okay, from the place where a person immerses his body, that's where you immerse vessels and hands. Aval. Regarding the hands that only need to be washed, if you did tevel it in the mikvah waters, they can be pure. Now, if it was immersed in drawn waters, whether it's in vessels or in the ground, that has not purified the hands, until the drawn waters are fell, until they're caused to fall, from a vessel on his hands, because one cannot pour on one's hands, only from vessels, and from the strength of one who's giving it. Explain the laws of blessings in Perek Vav Halacha Vav. Halacha Beis. Whatever is into position, whatever in the way for the tefillah of one's body, which nothing could get in the way between the water and the body, all those things are chaytz b'idam, but all consider chatzitza, and into position regarding one's hands. And this is b'im b'tefillasin, b'im b'tefillasin, whether when you table in your hands or whether when you're washing hands. Whatever is counted towards the measurement of the mikvah, like liquidy mud, that also be counted toward the measurement of revi'is that's necessary to wash one's hands. Whoever washes his hands, has to rub them together. Halacha Gimel, regarding the first and the second waters that are done in the Tilas Yadayim. Now, if someone washes his two hands for truma, which it could contaminate truma, so it has to be tahar. A certain halacha said specifically in Tilas Yadayim. So in that time, tzarich lachzer b'litul pam shni b'mayim shnim. So for truma, one has to go ahead and wash his hands not just one time, but a second time with second waters. Why? K'dei lahasa mayim shagav yadav, to remove the water that's already on his hands. Shari mayim shenot b'mayim tchil, because the water that was used the first time to wash the tummy hands, v'hein hanikra mayim shnim, those are called the first waters, nitmu v'yadav. Those first waters became tummy, which is a rabbinic decree that stam yadayim are like a shein l'tumah, which become purified by washing or by tefilling. However, now those hands that were tummy, the waters became tummy from those hands. Now one has to purify those waters from the hand. That's what the second waters are for. Lefikach, therefore, im nafal kikel shel truma, if let's say a loaf of truma bread fell l'techa mayim into the water shenot b'hen yadav tchila, that was used to wash the hands the first time, sinitma, the truma loaf becomes tummy. Because a chomo geis, or whatever invalidates truma, will contaminate liquids to be a rishon l'tumah. So therefore, the truma became tame from the water that touched the hands. Because the waters themselves, the hands are a sheni, the water becomes a rishon, and now the truma loaf is becoming a sheni. But b'mnafel techa mayim shnim, but if the truma loaf fell into the second waters, they're not going to become tame. Those they don't become tame from the first waters. Only first waters become tame from the hands. Now, b'mnafel rishon mishnim l'wakam echad. Now let's say one washed his hands, the first waters and the second waters to the same place. The novel shalom kikosh of truma, the loaf of truma falls over there. It's a nitma. Then the loaf is going to become tame, even if there's more second waters than the first waters, because the first waters are contaminating them. Nutlas rishayim. Let's say a person washed the first waters. Nimsal yadav devach chaytzit. Then he finds that there was a chatzitza, something that was in the way of the netila rishayim. So essentially, his hands did not become tar. The sira. Then they remove the chatzitza. Then they wash the second waters. So the hands are tummy as they were. Why? Because the second waters will only purify only the remaining waters that are left on the hands on the first netila. And therefore, they don't really purify the hands themselves. Hence, the second waters are not really doing anything because they're only in the function of removing the first waters. Halacha Dalet. Hayidayim mistamis or mistaris. The hands become tummy and purified out of perk until the joint, which Ram doesn't tell us exactly which joint, if it's till the wrist or a previous joint. Now, Kate said, how so? So, not till the rishonim out of perk. If A person washed his hands up until the joint. Now, he washed the second waters that went beyond the joint. Now, when he was moving his hands, the water that went outside of the joint came back towards within the area of the joint, of the hand. His hands are going to be tar. Because like we said, the second waters are tar. We don't care. They came, they went. But let's say he washed the first waters and the second waters, and both of them went beyond the joint. And then they came back onto the hand. The hand becomes tame. Why? Because the first waters that went beyond the joint, they become tame because of the hands. Meaning, the water that remains on the hands within the joint, they don't become tame like we explained in the previous halacha. But the water that was beyond the joint became tummy when they touched the hands within the joint. And the ena mayim mashnim mitarim b'mayim shechutz laperek. And neither could the secondary waters purify the waters which is beyond the joint. Because like we said, that it only purifies what's within the joint. It won't purify the waters that are beyond the joint. Well, the fish shechutz mayim shechutz laperek liyadah. Since the water that was beyond the joint now came back in within the joint, timua. So they become tummy and the hands are going to become tummy from those waters. Halacha hey. Let's say someone washed the first waters on one hand. And then he changed his mind. But then when he did the second waters, he did it on both of his hands. Where he put these two hands near each other and he poured the second waters on them both. So Tameis, they're going to be Tame. Why? Because the second ones become Tame. The secondary waters become Tame. From the hand that never was washed the first time, those hands are Tame. They're going to contaminate the second waters. And then they go, that hand, which is becoming, which is contaminating that water is now going to contaminate the second hand. Now, let's say, however, the first waters were washed on both hands. Then the second waters were only on one hand. So that one is going to be tar. But let's say he washes one hand, and then he rubs in the other one that wasn't washed. So the water that's on is going to become tamei, machmas chaver tishlay nitla, because the other hand that was not washed, and then it's going to go and contaminate the hand that was washed. Meaning, the waters of the washing, they don't become tamei from the hand that it's purifying. But, they become tamei from the second hand, and then it goes ahead and contaminates the hand that on it was washed. But let's say he rubs on his head or on the wool, that's going to be pure, because the liquids that contaminate, they only contaminate in the place where on the hands, but not any other part of the body. And a wall, obviously, not makabel tumah because it's connected to the ground. So those areas will remain tar. It's only another hand that it will contaminate. Halacha vav, natal shtei yodim mishtifa achas. Let's say he washed both hands from one pore. Harei l'tumah, they're going to be pure. And ve'ein, I mean, the chiddush is we don't say, wait a second, maybe it's similar to the previous halacha. Here's the konotu yodai achas b'mayim shiyodim al yodah shniyah. Oh, you're washing one hand from the water that's coming down from the second hand, and that should be from the tummy on those waters. Are they coming onto the other hand and should not be purifying? No, we say when you wash them together, it's like it's one hand, which obviously you don't say that, oh, from one drop of the hand to another drop of the hand. And I feel even four or five people, one on the side of each other, one on top of the other, you're going to say it's all one washing and it's all going to work. We don't say, oh, his tummy water is then touching his tummy hands and it's not purifying. No, but as long as they loosen their hands, that the water could get to all the places, it's going to be valid. Halacha zayin. Let's say not l'miktas yada. Let's say he actually only washes part of his hand. V'chazav ha'isav v'not l'anishim an yada. Then he goes and he adds on and he washes what was remaining from the hand that wasn't washed the first time. Hariyada to make yashah yasa. So the hands are going to be tummy as it was. You have to have one netila of the whole hand. But let's say you still have a little bit water that remains on the first half that was washed first. Enough that it's moist. If something else touched it, would make that thing also moist. Then the hand's going to be tar because that's considered like one natila because it's still wet from the first time. Now, when did we say this? By the first waters. But the second waters, then you don't have this limitation. Then you can wash part of the hand, and then you can wash the rest, and that's also going to work because it's just ultimately getting rid of the first tummy waters. Halacha Ches continues with the measurement of the netila. Shir ha-mayim shenot lemem tchila, the measurement of the water that one is washing the first time for the mayim rishayim, for the first waters, is revias l'chol adam v'adam. You have to have a revias alike for every single person, l'shtei ha'idam for his two hands. There's nothing less than that measurement. Like we explained the laws of washing one's hands for bread. Now, but the second waters, two people could take wash their hands from one revius. Like from a half a leg, not a quarter, but double. You could give for three or four people, which four revius are in a lug. And when you separate a half a lug, which is two revius, for four, you're going to have a half a revius for every single person. Now, although you tell me a half a revius is enough for a person, you still need to start off in the vessel. It has to have an originally revius. But that's what I'm saying. One revius could work for two people, and two revius, which a half a lug, could work for four people. Now, umiloig, from a full lug, which is four revius, nice nefil lemei, you could give him to 100 people. Obviously, you have to add in a little bit more, because it won't be enough for 100 people. But it's whatever water is going to be enough for the hands, as long as a leg, it could work even for 100 people. Why? Because we're talking about the secondary waters. The secondary waters are not to purify. Won't they get rid of the first waters? And that will work even if you don't have a revius. Halacha test. If there was a vessel that had the quarter of a leg of valid waters for washing one's hands. Now, then, however, which the Rambam is going to explain in Halacha Yud Alf, where he says elsewhere, there are certain waters that are invalid for the Halachas of Matil Zidayim. And some of that water was put into this revius of kosher waters. So really, Kshem, the waters are going to remain valid, similar to the Halacha of a mikveh that already has 40 son, you put in Mayim Shuvim, it remains kosher sotu over here. But, not l'menakli kasher shenasim, let's say you take off from the vessel, like the measurement that you had put in, the nishra to revius b'lavad kasher, so now your main water revius, as originally was, or is absul, that's going to be invalid. Because ultimately, when you put in tummy waters, invalid waters, and you take out, could be some of the kosher waters coming out, now remaining revius, comes that the invalid waters are complementing and supplementing the measurement of revius, where you don't have necessarily revius of kosher waters by itself, in contrast to the laws of mikvah, here it's not going to be valid by Netil Sidaim. Halacha Yud continues regarding what's invalid for Netil Sidaim. Whatever waters are invalid for washing, for the first washings, so too those waters would be invalid for the second waters. Any vessel that you cannot use as an atila for the first waters, so too you cannot take from it the second waters. Just like the first waters have to be from the strength of a person's force pushing the water onto the hands, so too the secondary waters have that same halacha. Already explained the sixth chapter of the laws of brachas, of blessings called min hamayim. What are the types of waters? Hapasun l'ndisidaim that are invalid for tinsidaim. Vechshen. What are those that are valid? Vechalakelim shneit mem lidaim vechshen noitlim. Whatever vessels are valid to do tinsidaim, whichever vessels are not valid for natila. Ve'ezer nesinim b'kayach nois nukshay. What type of pouring is considered from the force of a human being that's giving it and a valid? Ve'ezer nesina enim b'kayach nois nukshay. Which ones are not considered from the force of a person and are invalid? And v'chalois nadvam should be iron shem natil zidaim lepaskul. Now, whatever halach is explained over there for the washing of the hands, for chul and bread, kachim and truma, all the more so that applies to the stringencies of truma. U'kashem shekal sveik yidaim teres l'chul. Now, just like all doubts regarding the purifying of the hands for chulin, like we explained over there, kachim and truma, it's going to be the same thing for truma, kol sveik yidaim tar, all doubts regarding the tum of the hands are going to be considered as tar. Halach Beis Ram concludes regarding the moral imperative of these halachas of the purifying of one's soul. Dava bar v'golos, says the Rambam, it's very clear and revealed. Sha'atumais v'taharas gizeis ha'kosavim. The halachas of impurity and purity are decrees from the verses. Ve'ein medvarim sh'adayt sh'lod machriyatoi. It's not from things that the intelligence of a person will determine. Ve'ein mekla ha'chutim ha'chukim. It's from the category of statutes of things that we don't understand. From decrees from Hashem. So too the immersion in the mikveh from tumas. Mechalachukim, who is from the category of chukim. She'ena tumah, because the impurity is not tit, or itzaya, filth, or mud, shetavar b'mayim, like as if it should be removed by going into water. It's a decree from the verse, and the idea is really dependent on the focusing of one's heart. Where it's really the idea that is what a person is subjugating himself to Hashem. Therefore, the sages said, let's say someone immersed and he did not have a mind to purify himself. He looked up like as if he didn't immerse himself. It's not just, you know, cooling off or washing oneself off. Now, although that it is a gzeis hakasev, which the reasoning was not revealed, Remez yesh b'davar, there is an allusion, there's something being alluded to over here. Shem shemechavan liblatar, just like someone focuses his heart to purify. Kevin shetavar, once he immerses. So then tari is pure, vafa pishlin schadish b'gubba davar, although nothing new happened to his body, but the fact that he's coming to do this, it's purifying his body. Kach mechavan liboy, so to someone focuses his heart, latar navshay, to purify his soul, mitumas hanefashas, from the impurities of the soul. Which, what are those? Shemach shavay so'oven, which these are thoughts of iniquity. B'dei sodois, and the bad characteristics. Kevin shehiskim b'libay, once he made up in his heart, lifrish ma'isin ha'etzis, to remove himself from those ideas. V'hevi navshay b'mehadas, and he brought his soul into the waters of consciousness, of intelligence. Tahar, it's already pure, just like going into the mikvah. That's what the pasuk says. Nicheskel, b'zodakti aleichem mayim tarim. I'm going to spray on you the purifying waters with tahartim mekontim asechem and purify you from all your impurities. Mekol gilaleichem atarischem, from all your filth, I'm going to purify you. It says the Rambam, Hashem barachem of harabim, Hashem, the name of God, with His great mercy, mekol chet, from all sin of iniquity, va'ashma and negligence, yitareinu, will purify us. Amen, amen. Slikelu hilchas megvaz v'dat hashma. We have concluded the laws of the purifying waters. With heavenly assistance, Baruch Achmona de Sayon, blessed Hashem who has assisted us, which we have completed the eighth of the eight halachas of the Sefer of Tara of Biker Purity, which Nigma Sefer Asiris Be'ez Shakai, that we've concluded the 10th of the 14 Sefarim of the Yad HaChazaka of the Sefer Tahara with Siyata Dishmai.